This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Four more states hold party primaries this Tuesday, and they pretty much define the four corners of the national map. Most of the suspense will be on the Republican side of the ballot. Joining us to run down the races is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Rachel.
So we've got primaries this week in Alaska, Arizona, Florida, and Vermont. I'm guessing the story in Alaska may have something to do with a certain former governor who likes to fish.
It's never a bad bet that Sarah Palin is a factor. She's added a lot of interest, in fact, to what would normally be a routine renomination run for Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. But Palin is weighing in against Murkowski, her own party's incumbent, and in favor of Tea Party favorite Joe Miller, who opposes abortion rights as Palin does. So Joe Miller may not be one of Palin's famous mama grizzlies, but he may qualify as a papa grizzly.
Okay, so let's move over to Arizona. Tuesday, the man some people now refer to as Sarah Palin's running mate in 2008, that's harsh, John McCain, is also battling a primary challenger from his right.
Yes, and in this particular case, Sarah Palin is not with the Tea Party challenger to the incumbent. After all, this is the man who made her famous, put her on the ticket in 2008, and she's been loyal to him. But the Tea Party's loyalties are with J.D. Hayworth. This is a former congressman who's trying to tap into that well of resentment that a lot of Arizona conservatives have had about John McCain down through the years. You know, the polls, though, are showing that McCain is pretty much out of the woods in this one, and so maybe that well wasn't as deep as some people thought, or maybe J.D. Hayworth wasn't the guy to tap it.
So there's other drama, political drama, in the state of Arizona. Republican Governor Jan Brewer has been front and center in the national debate over immigration, although it's the epicenter is in her state debate. What's happening with her reelection campaign?
Well, Jan Brewer's gotten a huge boost from the controversial immigration law. It's made her a heroine to Arizona Republicans. So she's got a big lead now over a big field of rivals in her own party and a double-digit lead over Terry Goddard, the state attorney general, who will be the Democratic nominee for governor there.
On to Florida now. What's the news out of the great state of Florida?
This huge state, this important state for Republicans, has a governor's race this year where State Attorney General Bill McCollum, this is a very familiar figure in Florida, he was a congressman in the 90s, involved in impeachment of Bill Clinton, has been running against Rick Scott, a businessman who made a lot of money in medical care business, and his company got in trouble with its Medicare billings a few years back. So that has really become the focus of the campaign. McCollum was way behind as Rick Scott spent a lot of his own money. Indeed, we saw Rick Scott spend a lot of his own money last year running against the health care bill on television. And now, though, McCollum's been running ads about the Medicare problem that Rick Scott's company had, and he's gotten most of the newspaper endorsements. The momentum seems to have shifted in his direction.
And the Democrats are really more about their Senate primary.
That's right. Democratic Congressman Kendrick Meek is trying to become the first African-American senator from the South since Reconstruction. First, he has to survive a Democratic primary against ultra-wealthy businessman Jeff Green, a man who made a fortune betting against subprime mortgages a few years ago. If Meek wins the primary, then he's facing Marco Rubio, another Tea Party favorite who's going to win the Republican nomination for Senate there on Tuesday. And then also they'll both be facing the incumbent governor, Charlie Crist, who dropped out of the Republican primary to run as an independent for the Senate. And Crist has a lot of appeal to Democrats as well as independents in Florida.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Rachel.